Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. My high school reunion is coming up in November, and this week we got the details about the date and the venue for the event. The group that planned the event chose a Best Western hotel, and it's in a suburb in northern New Jersey. I started to wonder why they hadn't chosen a more interesting venue, some place that would be more fun. Some of the places in the past were pretty neat. And for whatever reason, they chose a Best Western for this. And at first I thought it was about the price, but then I found that they were charging $140 a person, which seems pretty high for a place like that. And then I reached out to a group of friends and I asked how they felt about the choice. And not only were many of them unhappy, but many were also contemplating not even going. So they encouraged me to reach out to the planning group to see if there were some other alternatives. And so my thought was, we've got several months until the event happens. Let's at least consider some other possibilities. And with that, agreed that several of us were willing to take care of the legwork and, you know, any arrangements that need to be made. So we weren't trying to pawn the work off. And we thought we could just find a venue that would add to the experience. And we thought maybe we could even do that for a price at or below the cost that we were looking at already. So the intention seemed fairly logical to me. So I joined the Facebook group that they have set up for the event. And I sent the message out detailing the thoughts. Well, this went over like a lead balloon. The people involved in the planning were upset with me. Their friends were upset. All of a sudden, the angry messages started coming in. How could you do this to the people who worked so hard to put the event together? Not all of us have the money to spend. You know, you hurt people's feelings. You're a snob. One woman even called me immature. So this was an experience that I can honestly say provided me some interesting life lessons. And one of those lessons that I'll dive into today is around the idea of praising publicly but criticizing privately. And so I've got a good friend and business colleague that I have tremendous respect for, and he's the one that taught me this lesson. And this probably would have been a good time for me to heed the advice, but I made the mistake of addressing the issue on Facebook in a group forum, and what I should have done is reached out to the coordinators directly instead of broadcasting the idea to the whole group. So I think that was an error for me, which clearly didn't work out as well as I thought it may have. But there's some other things I took away from this experience that I thought were interesting. And, you know, one of them is that you know, people don't always respond so well to input, right? You know, not everybody wants the other people's opinions on what happens. And, you know, a lot of people will take a suggestion as a criticism, and there's a fine line associated with that. So the more sensitive the person, you know, the closer you are to that line, and they have to be very, very careful with that. So when you're talking and you're putting things out there, you have to be cognizant of who the audience is and just how temperamental they could be. And clearly, that's another challenge that was associated with this whole thing. I'm going to spend the rest of this week just picking apart some of the life lessons that came with this whole experience. If you're not listening each day to the 90-Second Navigator, you can always subscribe and you can get there on iTunes. You can get there on Stitcher. It's always good to have that coach to keep you moving towards your desires. And I'm just asking for the opportunity to be that person for you. Before we finish, let's just take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to continue to talk through some of the life lessons that came through the experience that I've had. And tomorrow we're going to talk about resisting the urge to react out of anger. But for today, just want you to think about the concept of praising publicly and criticizing privately.